The new facility is just west of the Salt Lake City airport. Military officials and local dignitaries were on hand to cut the ribbon and stand for the playing of a service branch medley before heading inside for cake. But some young recruits were there to say goodbye to their families.
I, Casey Grimes,
do solemnly swear.
That
I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Five young men representing different service branches take a military oath in the brand new ceremony room. One proud mother, Karen Hamill of Draper, watches her son through the glass doors before he heads out to train for the Navy.
Yeah, that's Mason Theodore Marshall with a cute smile.
Hamill is working hard not to cry.
It's hard, you know, people go on missions and you send your kid off to college and all of that, but he's going military. I'm not going to see him for a while and talk to him and all of that. But he's in good hands. He's in good hands, and I'm excited for him.
Next stop for Mason Theodore Marshall is a plane to Great Lakes, Illinois for Navy basic training. This new facility, which was previously located closer to downtown Salt Lake City, serves about 50 recruits a day from Utah and four surrounding states. Military officials say it provides more space, an efficient layout, and better accommodates recruits and their families. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.